Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Station. Dirt and Sprague.
Zagata with a head to it. Drops for Sermon. Lasseter now. Chips it. Back post unmarked and in from Kamal Miller. Is that the goal that sends them through to the round one best of three? Well, that is the biggest of the three tonight for the Portland Timbers.
Andy Dirk Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
There has now been an update to this. Shams Charania has reported that Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups has been arrested by the FBI for alleged illegal gambling, sources tell ESPN.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. And I don't know if we're going to only hit that sounder one time because...
Hey, what's Thursday happening, morning. Everybody? Better than Chauncey Billups, that's for sure.
The breaking news this morning, I know you heard it in the open there, but if you're literally just turning your radio on, like, it's a little Thursday morning. Let's get a little Dirt and Sprague here.
A nice little cheer. Look at that opening night for the Blazers. They played hard. Entertaining night.
Going to be a
fun,
Grant bald.
Fun product this year. There's so many Blazer angles to go down today over the next 4 hours. I can't
Timbers
wait to talk
won,
about it. Timbers!
Football!
Yeah, dude.
Nope.
No.
Welcome back to the Jailblazer era in the year 2025, our Lord.
What?
According to Shams Charania and Tom Winter and other news outlets, the guy who coached on the sidelines, side court, the side of the court?
The side of the court, just off the court? Yeah.
The guy who coached for your Portland Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, was arrested by the FBI.
Yeah, the FBI.
The
not
feds.
Like you got a Dewey on the way home from the game,
no.
Not a, you know, some sort of disputes. Nothing like that. He was arrested by the FBI this morning.
It, by the way, should be followed up here from NBC. NBC is saying now 7 a.m. is going to be the, what's the cross-eyed FBI guy's name?
Cash Patel?
Cash Patel.
Is he doing the press conference?
He's doing the press conference at 7.
Okay.
We are going to effort to find where that's airing and just air it live.
Somebody's got to be airing that thing live. We'll try and figure it out.
Let me do something for the... It's my entire show sheet that you're hearing.
Yeah,
I'm just going to throw that away because what's the point of it?
Yeah.
This is jarring.
No magic hat today, folks.
We will talk to
Josh Pate at 8, no matter what.
Yeah, that'll be our pause.
We don't need to do 4 hours. Josh Pate is too important to miss for this. I had a text. I was driving in, and my phone vibrated, and my watch vibrated, and I looked down, and I thought, is something happening? Like, it's, you know, Sprague's got a flat tire. I'm sick. Something happening. Like, why is somebody texting me at 5:30-something in the morning?
Out, huh?
Like, what's going on here? And I just looked down at my phone. It's a text from my buddy Crawford saying, Chauncey Billups got arrested by the FBI. And then I spent the next 5 minutes of my drive doing the illegal thing of like, I'm like looking down at my, what are you talking about? Like trying to find the breaking news. You got arrested for what? Like you give me more than that. And then I couldn't find it until I got in. And then, yeah, turned on 105.1 The Fan. And they were talking about Chauncey Billups getting arrested this morning.
I saw the tweet from Shams. I had, you know, setting up, was getting audio, getting ready to have a fun Thursday show with some sports talk. And then I saw the tweet and it like it's only one sentence,
just simple to the point.
But my brain stopped at the word arrested because I'm like, oh my God, he got a Dewey, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then like I don't know. I paused at the word arrested and then the next three words. By the FBI. And I just went,
wait, what?
Excuse me, what? And I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of things that shock you. This is the most shocking thing to happen, I would say, in the Trailblazers history.
It's hard to find one bigger than this. Paul Allen dying was a huge story, but we knew he was sick for a long time.
Yep.
So I think whenever you get the announcement, it's like, oh my God, Paul Allen has died. It's a bit of a gut punch just in terms of breaking news.
There's been some bad moments
outside
for the
of that.
Franchise.
Like, yeah, I mean, this there's been crazy. Players that have gotten in trouble. There's been guys that have gotten hurt. There's been guys that have gotten traded. But not. I mean,
nothing like this.
Dude, your head coach just got arrested by the FBI because he's been charged in illegal poker operations tied to the mafia.
Yeah.
What?
He's playing poker at Vinny's house.
He's like, what?
Just like,
I don't really. Nuts. I don't even know how to react to it. It's just, it's mind-boggling. The only sports story that comes to mind similarly. And I'm not comparing the two people. Is like I remember the day of the PGA Championship when Scottie Scheffler got arrested.
Yeah.
And you see the headline and you're like,
what?
What?
Yeah, there's the no of way him that that's in the true. Orange jumpsuit.
And then eventually, the video comes out and you see him and you're like, what is no? You can't. It's very. You have a very hard time processing it. That's where I'm at right now with this Chauncey.
See, I hear you, and I think that's a good example. But like, even that took 10 minutes for us to go. Oh, this is.
Yeah,
it was a cop that got a little over his britches and, you know, took his job too seriously and didn't realize he was the number one player in the world.
The feds don't get arrest warrants just because somebody has a hunch.
The three letters of FBI, like, that's what makes this truly kind of a one-in-one. And so,
who's the next head coach going to be?
Well, what if somebody else in the organization's going to get arrested for this? So is he the only one playing poker with the mafia?
I would tend to think that he would be, because I think they would have arrested the other people already.
Now,
but maybe I'm
ties,
wrong there.
How does that, like, how do you guys view that? Like,
that essentially, I have no idea. I've never played a poker game in a mafia tied room.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe the bankroll. Maybe they're the, you know, that would be my guess. I don't think there's mafia guys, like, standing behind breaking people's knuckles for not paying up.
Yeah, but it has to do with the money, how the money flows, and I would guess the amount of money.
Mafia hanging out in Oregon.
Hey, what's up? Hey, Vinny.
They go where the money goes. No sales tax.
I'm not saying anything.
No sales tax. No comment. I respect the mafia and all they've done.
Wouldn't be shocking to you guys to find out that he's trending as Mr. Big Bet right now, would it?
Yeah, Mr. Big Bet.
Big shot's done.
Big shot's gone. He just got inducted into the Hall of Fame, too, like a year ago.
I'm legitimately kind of speechless.
No, I'm with you.
We're
on
air right now.
I don't know
how to process.
Quite where to go.
I told Swag, so we heard the Rozier thing, because Swag was in his studio. And we had heard the Rozier thing on ESPN.
Yeah, they said Terry Rozier first, and it was one of the things where, there was a whole bunch of bets on unders and similar stories that we've heard.
We've seen a lot of players that got tied up in that.
We've seen a lot, and
this one was kind of in the background, right, that it might happen, and as they're talking about on ESPN, I look down at Twitter, and I see the Billups one. And I read it like 7 times, and I triple check that it's the blue check, real Shams blue check,
not Scams.
Yeah,
Scamania.
And I just like tell Swag Billups was arrested by the FBI, and then maybe a minute later, the ESPN show then talks about it.
Yeah, they got to break in at some point.
And Swag becomes the dinosaur expert who sees T-Rex and doesn't move. He like doesn't respond to me. He doesn't move at all. And I'm like,
I don't know what to say right now.
What?
Huh?
And I'm sitting here like turning back and forth and Swag's just sitting there frozen. And I don't know what to do. This is crazy. Nobody is awake. Here's the other thing.
Nobody's awake.
I bet you some of our local scribes have just been woken up.
Yes, their phones have probably been ringing off the hook for the last hour.
Like, Meringue is supposed to be doing graphic stuff for the fans' social media. I called him twice. He didn't answer. Dude, people are going to be waking up to this in 45 minutes to an hour and go,
Huh? What? This is the day Brandon Sprague decided to oversleep and miss Damian Lillard getting traded. When you that one day you're like, you know what, alarm off, what could possibly happen tomorrow? It's a Saturday.
12 I feel hours like, of sleep
let
I
me catch it. Up it's been a long week, time for daddy to get some sleep. And then you wake up 4 hours after Damian Lillard got traded because your phone's been off all morning, been texting you, calling you, Sprague, where are you?
Guys, you know Dame's been traded.
What?
Yeah, man, like 7 hours ago.
Walk out into the living room. Yeah, buddy, that happened at 7 o'clock this morning. That was at breakfast time. It's now dinner time. But welcome to the day's news.
Talk about just an awful run for Adam Silver.
He's had a rough go lately. Things have not been going swimmingly behind the scenes from a business standpoint. The Clipper stuff is not going away. This getting
people
tied into it.
The CBA.
Yeah.
Now you've got multiple people arrested by the feds. You know, here's the other part of this. I know we've had NFL guys suspended for gambling, like Jameson Williams famously, yeah. Right?
And that was usually...
What is it about this league where they're the ones, like, being investigated? No other league really seems to have this.
Guys are decently paid. It's guaranteed contracts. Like, I don't understand the desire to want to throw your career away betting on some overs and some unders, but to each their own, I guess. The NFL guys, if I'm not wrong, has always been... They've been gambling on other things. They've been gambling on their teams or themselves. Guys have been caught gambling. And was there somebody that gambled on themselves?
Yeah, it was part of a parlay, and they were injured.
Jonte Porter.
No, I'm talking about NFL
players. Because NFL players have gotten in trouble for gambling, but largely when they get suspended by the league, it's because they just broke the rule of you're not supposed to gamble on a team facility and you're gambling on something.
Yeah, it's usually minor stuff like that.
By the way, did you see what just recently got approved in college athletics?
Yeah, they can bet on pro sports beginning November 1st.
It's gonna be in the Magic Hat. Not anymore, because there ain't no Magic Hat today, but now college athletes can gamble on professional sports. What could go wrong?
I was literally going to do that in the Magic Hat. Like, you guys think this is a good idea?
No, it's a horrible idea. Look, if you're an athlete at that level, there's just one thing that you can't do. That's like the one thing that you got to accept it. You're not allowed to do it. Everybody else can do it. You can't do it.
Well,
and this, at least for now, you know, if you want one silver lining in the Chauncey Billups angle, is that there's been no connection to gambling on basketball related activity. It's the only connection so far is the mafia run illegal poker game. And we were talking about it before we came on the air, because when the FBI arrests you and poker is the first thing that you read, my initial thought would have been like, if we're really arresting people for having, you know, high stakes poker games in their basement, I get that that's illegal. What are we doing?
You can literally go to Vegas anytime you want, and it costs you almost nothing with your entire life that you've made money.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
What, go to your own private poker room?
If it's just like some buddies who are gambling an insane amount of money and they got popped by the feds, I would have been a little frustrated.
The mafia tie-in is what does it. Like, that's how this whole thing got brought down.
You think?
Yeah, that's the big kahuna here.
Yeah.
I think I'm on with Lucy Burge. Trailblazer Moneyline +102 tomorrow. Interim coach narrative. Are we now going to gamble on the gambling story?
I mean, when I have to, at least somebody's got to profit off of this bad boy.
I hit half that parlay.
Hey.
I almost hit the other half.
You almost did.
Pelicans choked.
They tried to.
Tried to win it. I don't know where this show's going to go. I just want to be completely honest with you. We got Josh Pate at 8.
Josh Pate at 8. I am trying to find... Cash Patel has his own Twitter feed. I'm hoping that there will be a link or it'll be posted there.
Yeah, careful on that Twitter feed.
Well, I don't know what you're going to get, dude.
I know, but...
We will try to air that press conference live at 7,
I will find that press conference shortly after it begins at 7.
The funny part about this, maybe 3 minutes after it came out, Swag goes, do you got a phone number for Shams?
You got Shams' number? You got anybody?
Yeah, I'm sure Shams is going to respond.
Let's get
to
an FBI news correspondent on the show today.
I actually would love. Well, I mean, I don't know. I think they got to wait for the press conference.
Nobody's going to say anything before the press conference.
No, but the press conference will happen at 7 our time, right?
So it's going to be like 7-ish.
Well, sure,
like
that. It's 3 hours after that. And there's other law enforcement officials, and those things tend to go on for a while.
No. Hey, how about those Blazers last night, huh? Opening night.
This is becoming now people getting frustrated that it's not other people that they don't want with or around their teams or programs.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted, not Scott Barnes, huh?
No, he didn't get tied up in this yet, at least, for as far as we know.
He's not allowed to bet on pro games yet. So.
Welcome to NBA ownership. Tom Dundon, come on down. Sitting courtside at the game last night.
That Law and Order sounder now makes a lot more sense with this franchise.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dude, I'm seriously asking you guys this question. Your phone rings and it's 3:30 a.m. because you've just been called by somebody that your head coach has been arrested by the FBI and your name is Joe Cronin. What are you even like?
I don't. You would.
I'm
mean,
trying
you
to take the human element here, not
yeah.
Because you're
you
friends.
Know,
you should do this, this, and that. It's like one, you're friends, right. But two, yeah. That's your head coach, and it's the feds. It's not like, it's hey, coach yeah. had an extra beer. He got a Dewey. Idiot. Okay. All right. Let's damage control.
It's also not the middle of the off season. You just played your first game. You have another game tomorrow. Like you just started the year, and now everything is getting thrown out the window. And you, the first biggest question for the organization is: do you fire him immediately? Do you wait for the charges to be like?
I asked.
Do you wait for the legal proceedings? I don't know how they're going to handle it.
Being arrested by the FBI is different than getting.
He very well could be out of a job in the next.
Well,
6 out. Like I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. I don't know if they'll move that quickly, but that's in play. Well, that we're before we're off the air, he's fired.
They need to hear. Obviously, you are. He's on administrative leave or whatever until they can figure out what this actually is.
What's the percentage rate of feds arrests that get arrested and they don't get charged with anything?
So the question is:
this is a RICO case, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So like, how often do they do those arrests and it doesn't happen?
Are they looking for a plea deal to get information on the mafia group so they can go get them?
But even then, if he's taking a plea deal, then he's still fired as the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers.
He's also a snitch if that's what's going to happen. You're tied to the mafia, buddy.
I'm not pleading out of anything, man. I'm doing my time in that case.
He's not going to be on the sidelines for a while.
You start traveling in those worlds. You do your time in that case.
Dude. Crazy.
Wild day. This is one of the stranger, weirder days that we'll ever have on the air. Breaking right before we're on the air.
If I would have told you a week ago, hey, season prediction, Sprague, top three things, shade and development, how will Young prove to be as a backup center? Spoiler alert, first game, not great. And Jailblazer era will return again.
Keep your head coach out of federal prison. How about that be a goal for the year?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be a show.
Buckle up.
Buttercup. We will get the press conference live at 7 from the feds. Chauncey Billups, you're just getting in your car, has been arrested by the FBI this morning for illegal poker operations tied to the mafia. I wish I could tell you I'm joking. That's legitimately what it is.
Not a joke, ma'am.
So, all right. What's that like to be a neighbor of Chauncey Billups this morning and the feds show up?
God, would you guys keep it down out there? What's with all these lights?
What are the lights in here?
You think they knocked on the door? Did they bust it down?
I think you knock.
You think you knock first, and then if nobody answers? But it's 4 o'clock in the morning when he got arrested. Are you answering the door if somebody knocks on your door at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Here's a very valid question. They obviously knew they were going to arrest him. Why did they not arrest him before the game? And you get an indication from somebody that you're going to be arrested, right?
I'm sure lawyers
I don't know
were
how
talking
that works.
To lawyers. And
something had to. He had
something
to,
probably no. had to have been approved by a judge. You know, like you got to cross certain barriers. But yeah, I don't know how it. I don't know what plays into that.
Well, you know what? Let's make it an even more wild show. Text into the fan text line today because we don't know what to think right now, but we're just going to continue to roll on here. 503-864-6326. We will have to take a pause here, and I'll be interested to hear Josh Pata, like, what would he think if his coach of his favorite team got arrested by the feds?
How do you react to that, Josh?
Josh, good or bad encouraging news? The feds have arrested a head coach. He'll be on at 8 a.m. today. The Magic Hat, I don't want to punt it, but it. This is the hat, okay? The hat is one magic trick of the feds. So, all right, we'll try to get some more information, and we roll along on a Thursday edition Dirt and Sprague. Good morning, happy Thursday on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, good morning. If you did not play poker with ties to the mafia this morning, you're having a better morning than Chauncey Billups. Mr. Big Bet, been arrested by the feds. I know some of you are like hanging with us the whole show. I love you guys. I really do. I just kind of have to update the news cycle for the people just turning on the radio or getting in the car.
A lot of people will get the alert, wake up, and say, wait a minute, what? And then run to the radio. So, yeah, Chauncey Billups got arrested by the FBI this morning. So how's your Thursday going?
Mine's going better than his.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. Swag is going to pull audio. We were not given any audio from the post game last night. Swag is going to pull audio, and there's nothing in particular about the audio from Billups in the post game that is at all tied to this story. I more just kind of want to hear a guy that has to know in the back of his mind he's hours away from being arrested by the feds.
I'd have to imagine there was an inclination there, but I don't know how that works. I don't know if they spring it on you randomly at 4 o'clock in the morning and that's how you find out and you're just shocked when you get woken up in your pajamas and that's how you're arrested, or if you have legal representation who is alerting you ahead of time
you
that something
to.
Might. I don't know.
Right?
I don't know how that works. I have no idea.
I don't
Terry
either.
Rozier is still in the NBA. He did not play last night.
Yeah.
He was a coach's decision.
He's in Orlando.
But that also, that stuff had also been like percolating for a while. Like that, the Chauncey stuff came out of total left field this morning. So I don't know. It's a great question of if he had any idea this was going to happen last night. And if he did, it's going to make his press conference very interesting. Or maybe they truly kept this under seal and then sprung it on him at 4 o'clock in the morning today.
The only reason and if anybody out there in law enforcement ties can say like, yo, Sprague, actually they don't, they will show up and arrest you, then dude, I'm not acting like I'm an expert in this like whatsoever.
Anybody in the FBI listening to the show right now? Shout us, what's going on?
You know, sometimes those people are your neighbors.
You never know. They could be.
Susan's delightful. The cookies are great, but she'll bust you for what you're doing.
She works
illegally
for the CIA, man.
I'd imagine because of like flight risk stuff, you'd want people to be aware it's happening. But I have no idea.
See, and I would go the other way. I would say flight risk, if you had a heads up that you were going to get arrested, doesn't that make you more of a flight risk? Now, Chauncey Billups, I don't think is running, he's the head coach of the Portland Trail
Blazers. Well, I guess if you don't know, you can't be a flight risk because
exactly.
You don't know.
I think that's the whole point of you keep it under seal as long as you possibly can to make sure that you can spring it on them and that somebody's not going to run away.
Kudos to you. We're going to be all over the place and wrong about a lot of legal stuff here because we just aren't very versed in it.
We don't get to, I didn't think I was going to have to talk about FBI gambling sting operations on sports radio. I didn't think that was going to be a thing when I got into this job.
Here's the other thing. So Swag pulled a cut. We'll get to the cut. So I said in the last segment, we kind of been talking on and off the air about like, if you're the team and you're Joe Cronin and this call happens to you, what do you do? And it, administratively, and I think you nailed it with exactly how you said it, but I have absolutely landed on, no, I'm actually done, and I'm telling him, hey, I'm sorry it's happening, but you're fired. You are worth $100+ million just in contract value, right? Has to have been from his career, now his coaching. You can literally gamble at any casino
from a private jet, and it doesn't impact your life.
Dude, they got high-stakes games up at A&A. Drive your ass up there 45 minutes up the highway and go play in a high-stakes game.
The fact that you're doing this, I want nothing to do with that kind of...
No, he makes $2 million a year to be the head coach of the Blazers, roughly somewhere in there.
Was his contract totals from his playing career? Because I know he was before the big boom, but
yeah,
I'd imagine he made like $70+ million.
Approximately $106.8 million by the end of his 17-year career.
Now, I know there's taxes and whatnot, but I'll also tell you now.
Yes, that's not all take home.
Guess who owns a bajillion McDonald's franchises? Mr. Big Bet.
Yeah.
So like, it's not like these guys just have money sit on and do nothing with it. Guys like him get connected. Operation ties to the mafia.
Yeah.
And so, like...
There's no chance he's the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers.
There should be an email within the show dirt that says he has been fired.
Whether the organization wants to do it or not, there's zero world that the NBA allows him to remain the head coach of the Blazers with this going on. And that's not even on an interim standpoint. That's not even like, let's make him step away for a while. I don't care what the long-term legal process here looks like. There's no way the NBA is willing to dabble in having one of their head coaches potentially be tied to gambling with the mafia. Like, that's out. That's a non-starter for the league. They take this stuff very seriously. Players have been banned. That's obviously different when you're gambling on games or gambling in poker, but they're just not willing to put up with that PR hit. Chauncey Billups is not important enough for them to overlook it. The Blazers are not important enough for them to overlook it. You can make a pretty strong argument, and I'm trying to not go too far this morning because this is shocking and we're all trying to process this in real time.
And we want to be fair and get information.
News has only been out for 45 minutes. I am willing to say today that his career in the NBA is done. Like, he's done. It's over.
How do you hire him back?
You're not hiring him back. He's not going to be a broadcaster. He's not going to be a assistant head coach. He's not going to be you're done. It's over.
He might be going to prison.
Exactly. Well, that's the first step, but he's not going to go to prison for the rest of his life for this.
No, probably not.
But his career in the NBA and his career with basketball from a professional standpoint is over.
Well, and you hate to, again, I'm not trying to be hyperbolic here, but you almost have to be like, the reputation shot as well. Like, that's...
Yes.
Arrested by the feds with mafioso ties, like that's not, you're not being brought back at Detroit for a celebration. You know what I mean? Like,
no. The 20-year anniversary of them winning the title. Let's bring Chauncey Billups back into town. Like,
it'd be like the early 90s Blazers. Everybody's back except Clyde. It's like the whole Pistons team except the finals MVP's not there.
Yeah,
and
Mr. Big Shot
why,
himself. We're just going to go no comment here. Where's Chauncey? No comment.
Oh, wild.
This is one of the crazier stories that I can ever
remember. I think
this
is the craziest story in franchise history. I really do. I know there's some shocking ones. You find out a player gave a cop his playing card as his identification.
Yeah.
You found out a player graduated with a biology degree, and after that graduation ceremony, took aluminum foil through a metal detector.
He did, yeah.
You know, there are moments that you you don't forget.
Wait, that doesn't work? You tell me I can't do that?
This is, this takes the cake. So, we'll hear the last post-game opening statement from Chauncey Billups' career as the coach of the Blazers. And also the
fun little game last night.
It was a good game.
It was. It's a really good game.
The obvious thing, too, here is like, I'm Tom Dundon. I'm giving you billions of dollars. I don't care if I'm technically the owner.
Yeah.
You have gotten a phone call from me that says, drop it now.
Yeah.
Get rid of him. I needed it to be announced. I am not walking into a franchise. Yeah. That is administratively left a coach out there because he may or may not have actually done this with the Fed arrest. You know what I mean? Like, Dundon has to have already made a phone call.
Yes, I would care to guess, especially since he was in town, which was a whole other side thing that I wanted to talk about today. Every time they showed him, whether it was on purpose or inadvertently because of the camera angle, I did laugh out loud that he was sitting, Jody Allen was sitting in between him and Joe Cronin, and every time they showed him, Jody was just sitting, not saying a word, arms folded, and him and Joe were just going back and forth talking. And I'm like, yeah, that kind of sums up the entire reason why I'm now excited. He has his hands on everything. He had his hands on the extension. He's buying the team, you know, officially in a couple of months. He's going to have his hand in this, and Chauncey Billups will not be the head coach of the Blazers in 3, 2, 1.
One of our listeners says an informant worked with the FBI before the FBI got to Chauncey. This was a boom bust. Jeez, dude, just on.
That's
your
what I'm saying. Like, I don't think he had any idea.
No,
last
I think you're right.
This was going to happen.
I walked that one back. I think you're right.
Just
damn.
If he did, it would have made the press conference very interesting. Of like, man, how does that feel to sit in front of the
That's
media
what I told
and answer questions just in the back of your mind? Like, you guys have no idea what's coming for me in a couple of hours. It's been fun. Like, I was wondering why he was in such a melancholy mood last night. What's wrong, Johns?
All right. Well, we'll get to a little bit of audio. We roll on the press conference in a half hour from the FBI on the arrest of the Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups. We're back with more.
Sit around the house, get high and watch the tune.
Well, there's more. It's just probably going to keep trickling in as the show goes on. Good morning. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yeah, what's the head count end up being by the end of the show today?
I don't know. How many people did Gilbert Arenas tell on?
Hey, Gilbert. He got off. He was arrested and then the charges were dropped.
He had something similar. Yeah. Suddenly he was just like, hey, yeah, you're good to go.
Never mind. You're never mind. That's our bad. Our bad, Gilbert.
Just kidding. Damon Jones, former NBA player and current assistant, has now also been arrested.
Yeah. So the head count's now up to three. Rozier, Billups.
Well, Rozier's one is different. It's actually not tied.
Yeah.
The report, at least I saw, was that Rozier's is different than Billups' thing.
He was gambling on a separate thing, but also I think it was a part of the same FBI sting. It's one big. And I don't know if he was gambling over-unders with the Mafia, and Chauncey Billups was playing poker with the Mafia. I don't know how closely connected the Mafia is. As I look up to Josh Pate talking some college football on ESPN, hey, he's going to be on the show at 8 a.m. We've just got a few things to delve into before we get there. Yeah, the list is now at three, and I imagine we'll have a few more names coming out before.
Your TV's way ahead of me.
In the next hour or two.
Yeah, I think this is it's going to be a wild one, guys. There's only so much information we can provide. And I think as we roll on, obviously at 7 a.m., if you're just getting in your car this morning, Chauncey arrested by the FBI for illegal poker stuff with ties to the Mafia. There is going to be an FBI press conference supposed to start at 7 our time, but...
I saw the actual release. It said approximately 10 a.m. Eastern time. So they've got...
There's a window.
The director of the FBI, the head person for the New York... apparently... So the Mafia is based out of New York. I'm guessing that's where they're basing this. So that guy, somebody from Homeland Securities and the chief of the New York Police Department. So,
all right. Well, we'll probably go live to that press conference.
Have you found what channel to do it? I am looking for links as soon as they pop up.
Okay.
It's just wild that one game into the season.
Yeah. Right into season.
All of the conversations that we had yesterday about the optimism and the... I thought they displayed a lot of that with the way that they played last night of like, man, this could be a fun team to watch this year. They're going to play hard. Defensively, they're going to be good. They're going to get out and transition and run. Like, there were a lot of takeaways last night that were really encouraging. It was fun to get Blazer Vision and watch the game, and it was great to be able to watch the game on an iPad. You and I are in cahoots now as Blazer Vision subscribers.
Yeah, look at us. We partnered on Blazer Vision, swag.
We did, and now everybody's texting in or chiming in on YouTube with similar jokes of like, can I get my over for the season bet back? Like, can I cash that out? Is that...
Actually, I think that's a very fair thing. I saw this weekend there was... God, who was there was an injured player, and I see this from time to time, and I kind of think like that, I don't get that when that happens to me. There was an injured player, and because they got injured, one of the sports books gave people's prop bets back.
Because he didn't finish the game or he didn't play
or
whatever.
But that's part of the bet.
That's part of the bet,
I've lost prop bets with guys that got injured. I've taken over in rushing totals, and then the guy gets hurt with a leg injury, and well, he's got 20 yards, he's supposed to go over 59.5 or whatever, like... I've not gotten my money back, and it feels very weird to talk about this today because...
No, it doesn't, dudes. These things are totally different. Like illegal gambling with the Mafia is one thing. You betting $5 on a rushing prop in an NFL game is drastically different.
$5 is a bit high for my blood.
That's too big of a... Don't lay the big wood that way. We'll lay a little bit smaller wood. How about $2.50 bets? Those things are totally different. Or an NBA player like Terry Rozier gambling on the over-unders of players or himself in NBA games, and that's why he's going to never be able to play in the NBA again. So I know that the thing is a slippery slope for some, and some people were fearful that this was going to happen. Let's not sit here and pretend as if there was never any connection from organized crime into sports gambling when it was all under the table. This has been around forever. We had a team throw a World Series in 1919. We had college basketball players that were tied up into this for throwing games. Like, this has been around forever. It's just now above board, which I would argue is a good thing because it allows us to track this stuff and see when suspicious activity is actually going on. And again, it should be noted that Chauncey, to this point, is separate from the gambling on games, gambling on the NBA conversation. We'll see if anything else comes out at the press conference. But as of now, he is not implicated in that. But I think these, whenever these players get arrested or something happens, it highlights why it's a positive that it is above board for me, because they can track activity and say, why is so much money being gambled on the under of a player or the over of a player or the under of a team? And you can go find out why that answer is.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, if he, and reportedly this is just poker. If there was ever anything to come out about Chauncey about
throwing games or stuff, I mean, that's.
Yeah, that's different.
Then you're officially banned from life from the NBA, whether, I mean, that's. Yeah,
I also want to be
Pete Rose stuff.
I want to be a little fair here. I still think there's a level of your career and your livelihood where it's not an everyday guy going to his buddy's garage and betting $20 and smoking a cigar for an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Who doesn't do that from time to time or hasn't done that from time to time in their lives? We all do it.
Yeah. So, like, there is a fair, what are you thinking?
You're an idiot.
You're an NBA head coach. You're a Hall of Fame guy.
You're a dad. You're a family man. Yeah, what the hell is going on here?
But also, there is a part of me, Dirt, if I'm just being honest here, that's like, I'm also not going to act like the guy committed murder.
No, I mean, no.
It sounds like there's just a big card game that happens with people. So far, based on the intel, it feels like there's big world of NBA coaches and people that play poker, and they shouldn't be playing that kind of poker with those kind of people. But,
yes,
you know, I've seen
it's not O.J. Simpson. There are obviously layers to all of this. But it goes back to a guy who was, when he was hired, let's remember how his tenure began. His entire tenure began with Neil O'Shea taking a sip of a water bottle to shut down questions of things that he was accused of many years ago. And we don't know what happened there. Nobody was there. It was a very difficult time to talk about it because, again, nobody had the answer. The story resurfaced and we all had to react to it in real time. And the Blazers did a horrible job at handling the PR around it and the news around it, not realizing it was going to cause such a dust up. But that was the main concern when he was hired from some, was the character concerns. And so is he going to prison for life for murder? No. I just think you're looking at him and questioning the level of just ignorance and stupidity. I don't pretend to know what it's like to have that kind of money or to operate in certain kind of circles, but there just has to be a nuanced understanding of things that could end your career. And am I willing to throw it all away for what? For what? You can fly to Vegas and gamble hundreds of thousands of dollars. You can fly to Vegas and gamble millions of dollars if you want. Charles Barkley's done this. And how much money do you think Charles Barkley has lost in gambling in his life flying to Vegas?
Well, as Swag pointed out, Billups was on the sidelines of the Aces playoff run.
So in Vegas.
He obviously goes to Vegas.
He's hanging out in Vegas. He's there. Go, like, I just, there's a level of stupidity that he deserves to get punished for, and it's not the same level as somebody killing their wife or murdering somebody with a DUI, but there's a level of stupidity here that you just shake your head out and wonder, how did you fall into that rap? Are you in money trouble? Mm. Is this a Phil Mickelson live thing where all of a sudden you're like, man, the guy's gambled away $400 million. Oh, that makes sense why he's making that move. Maybe there's more to it, but right now he just looks like an idiot and he ain't ever going to coach in the NBA again.
We didn't get to the audio clip of Chauncey Billups. We'll get to that, but the show's taking a wild turn this morning because about 20 minutes before we hit the airwaves, it was reported that Chauncey Billups has been arrested by the FBI for illegal poker operation with ties to the mafia. We roll on. That press conference is supposed to be at 7 a.m., so Swag is efforting. We'll look on social media to Swag and see if we can find a link, and maybe we can shoot it to you or whatever.
I'd imagine ESPN would roll live on it because it's sports-related. I'd imagine there's an ESPN News or an ESPN channel that will roll live on this.
Literally on the ESPN radio show, the host brought the story up and says, and Chauncey Billups has been arrested by the FBI. The New York Jets owner came out yesterday. Like that, I don't know.
3 minutes
do
into that segment, and they had to pivot back because more breaking news came out. They were like, by the way, I know we were talking about the Jets. Let's go back into a coach getting arrested by the FBI. How about that?
We roll on with more Dirt and Sprague 105.1, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's a countdown clock, so we found the link. We'll go to the press conference live from the FBI on the Billups arrest. One listener says at the fan text line, 503-864-6326. When the Mafia tells you to fix a game, you fix a game. There's no say no. I'm just good with playing cards. Come on, guys. And I certainly understand what you're saying.
Yeah, we don't know the answer to that yet.
We don't.
I just don't, that's
it's not about playing cards. I'm not mad about the play.
Well, no.
It's just like you're a head coach.
It's the stupidity of it.
If you were a head coach, if any of you, if I told you right now you could be the Blazers head coach.
Make $2 million a year to coach in the NBA.
And you're like, well, I shouldn't be, but okay. And I tell you, delete your DraftKings account right now and don't play cards.
Cool. Sounds good to me.
Would there be a universal, like everybody would do it?
Where
Some
do
of you
I
would
sign?
Maybe struggle with it because addiction's real, but. Yeah. Like, I think that's kind of the thing is, like, you're a coach of the NBA. Like, wait till you retire to do card stuff. I don't know if it's worth it. Here is.
There are also legal ways to gamble. There are legal ways to do this.
I know. Yeah, the governor of Illinois, he just did tax stuff, and he made, like, $1.4
million. Playing blackjack.
Exactly.
He was playing blackjack. He made $1 million last year. He had to declare it on his income.
You have to pay taxes on it.
You know what you don't declare? Income from a mafia poker game because it's cash and it's illegal. Somebody asking the clarification of like, wait a minute, I played poker with my buddies forever. You telling me that's illegal? It's like, no, getting together with your buddies and playing poker games is not illegal. I think the line that you can't cross is when there's a host of the game and the host of the game is taking a cut of the
house cut.
There's a house cut. And that's what my guess is here is the mafia was hosting the poker games, taking a massive cut from the money that these coaches were putting in. We've all watched The Sopranos. We know how this works. Guys show up with a couple $100,000. You put your money down and then the host is taking a little bit of that at the end of the night. That's where you get into the illegal waters.
Well, and for all we know.
Not to mention it's the mafia.
Yeah, and we'll wait to see what the press conference. All we know, he got contacted by one of these guys that's been arrested. And he showed up and played, and we don't know if he's actually tied in friends with the mafia. It's just the fact that you were playing the card game at the mafia.
We don't know.
Situation. We will go to the press conference. Here is the last, potentially. I guess we should air that in caution. Potentially.
Potential, yes.
Be weird if he came back, though, as the coach, wouldn't it?
Him doing the pregame press conference on Friday. So I know you guys got a lot of questions. Unfortunately,
what if he did it with his lawyer and his lawyer just talked and he just stood there?
My lawyer has told me that I can't answer. It's an ongoing investigation. But if you guys want to talk about the starting lineup tonight, hey, how about my idea to bring Jeremy Grant off the bench? Do I look like a genius right now?
He did okay last night, didn't he?
He looked pretty good.
He did motivate Jeremy Grant.
He looked pretty good.
Here is potentially Chauncey Billups' last post-game opening statement.
Yeah, a lot of good, man. I thought we played our butts off. I really do.
everywhere. You know, defensively, we were kind of everywhere. We made them work and earn every single thing they got. You know, I'm proud of us. You know, I thought we played good enough to win. I mean, we lose one quarter of the game, and obviously it was the most important quarter. A couple of tough plays late, but so many good things to take away from, you know, from this game. You know, I think you see how we want to play and who we want to be. And so I'm happy with the effort. Obviously disappointed with the loss. Played good enough to win. We deserve to win that game.
Yeah, I don't really disagree with anything you said.
No.
We haven't even talked about the game, but yeah, we'll get to that eventually.
It was a really fun night. I enjoyed this text from one of our listeners. Said, the NBA and Blazers had me completely disinterested. Now I'm back. This is so fun and exciting. Who needs a serious team with a front office capable of doing their jobs when you have a coach getting arrested for illegal high-stakes poker games? This is fun.
You know what's interesting is I know sports gambling is going to become a big conversation today for obvious reasons, and I think very fair reasons. Because every outlet and podcast is going to be like, coming up next, Chauncey Billups has been arrested by the FBI. Brought to you by DraftKings. And it's like, but I just got my latest edition of Golf Digest. Because I can't be unsubscribed from that magazine.
No, it comes every month. When you sign up for a handicap, you will get Golf Digest every month until you are buried 6 feet into the
earth. Here's the thing. I haven't signed up for a handicap in a year and a half.
It's not going to stop. It will never stop. Golf Digest sends it. You're not getting off the
list. I'm not mad at it. I get a magazine, right? I read it. I just literally read an article on Sunday about a guy who refused to tell you his name, but he's basically called Mr. Fix-It. And he goes into depth and he says that there's golfers, and he goes, no, not the left-handed one that you'd think. But he's like, there are golfers that go to Vegas and they lose their minds. They can't stop playing, and they keep playing and they keep betting and betting and betting. And now they owe the casino $500,000. So instead of saying, oh, I can pay you back, because most of these guys don't have that kind of money available.
Just, yeah, ready, liquid cash.
These guys will just go to Vegas and they'll make good on the money by doing multiple appearances. And he's the guy that has to organize this.
That's wild.
He goes, of all the sports, golfers are the most saintly in terms of sports gambling or gambling in general. But there are some ones on that tour that have deep, dark secrets they don't want you to know about. And so when they go do these like meet and greets at the Aria.
I'm wondering why this guy's been at the Wynn every weekend for the last 6 months. What's
right.
going on here,
What's
dude?
He doing another autograph signing.
Autograph session in the ballroom.
Yeah, because he owes them a ton of money. It was an interesting article and just coincidentally lined up with the topic matter of today.
Didn't Bruno Mars have that too? Wasn't Bruno Mars the same way where he was in Vegas performing and then
reportedly
gambled away every penny that they paid him?
Yeah.
Ended up owing them money after a string of shows?
All right, let's get to the second hour. We'll have an FBI press conference to get to start the second hour. What a Thursday.
Never thought we would play an FBI press conference on our show.
Neither did I, Andrew. Neither did I. The feds coming up next. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.